The COVID-19 pandemic has hit Washington's four state-run veterans' homes hard. Numerous residents have tested positive for the virus. At least 29 have died. Lately, the number of deaths has slowed because most residents are now vaccinated, but many of the staff at these homes have been slow to get the shots. And with the governor's vaccine mandate about to take effect, there's growing concern about staffing shortages. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Chris Boudreau is 48 years old. He's a Navy veteran, a father, a fan of chicken wings and Xbox. He also has multiple sclerosis. For the past 5 years, Boudreau has lived at the Washington Veterans Home in Port Orchard.
Let me get my mask.
He recently gave me a virtual tour of the facility aboard his motorized wheelchair.
Down the hall is our neighborhood.
Neighborhood is the term they use to describe different wings of this facility. As he buzzed the hallways, holding up his phone for me to see.
This is the dining room.
We chatted. You must be one of the young guys there.
Yeah, I am.
Boudreau likes living here, but he says the last couple of months have been tough. The fifth wave of COVID clobbered this facility. From the end of July to the end of September, 41 of the nearly 200 residents at the Washington Veterans Home in Port Orchard and 15 staff tested positive for the virus. One veteran died. At the time, nearly half the staff were still unvaccinated. Boudreau recalls what that period was like.
A staff member will come in with COVID, they get tested, and then they have it, and then they go home, and then we're locked down for 2 weeks, completely shut down.
It meant Boudreau couldn't see his daughter. They had to do video visits instead. It was a similar story at the Spokane Veterans Home, where since July 21st, 34 residents and 23 staff have tested positive. Three veterans died there. While most residents were vaccinated, less than half the staff were.
I will say it has been quite challenging.
This is David Puente, Deputy Director of Washington's Department of Veterans Affairs. He says COVID could have gotten into the facilities any number of ways: residents coming and going, visitors, contractors, or staff.
But I cannot attribute it to our staff. I can't say that Billy or Susie working in our facility were the ones that brought it in.
Regardless of how COVID got in, as soon as it started spreading, it was hard to contain. Cassie Prather is an epidemiologist at the Spokane Regional Health District.
Once COVID is in the facility, it's really hard to get it out of the facility.
Prather says as soon as the first case is detected, it's a mad dash.
Because you're putting up COVID units, you're putting up quarantine units.
And the staff have to break out the PPE.
Their respirators out, their N95s, their gloves, their gowns. Setting up these donning and doffing stations for each person.
The chaos of the summer has now come and gone. Currently, Washington's Department of Veterans Affairs reports just two active COVID cases. But now there's another challenge facing Washington's veterans' homes: staffing. It was an issue before COVID, and it's only gotten more acute during the pandemic. Deputy Director David Puente says in some cases that means pausing new admissions to the veterans' homes.
Because we don't have the staff available, therefore we can't admit new residents.
And now the agency is making contingency plans in the event some staff leave rather than comply with Governor Jay Inslee's vaccine mandate. It takes effect October 18th. Recently, more than 150 separation letters went out to staff who haven't confirmed they're vaccinated. That's about 16% of the agency's workforce. The contingency plan includes pausing all new admissions, relying on overtime, hiring contract staff, and, as a last resort, temporarily transferring residents to community nursing homes. Still, Puente is striking an optimistic tone, noting that more than 80% of his agency's staff is now vaccinated.
Even though we have a concern with staffing, we're still going to be able to continue to run our normal operations come on October 18th.
But Chris Boudreau, who lives at the Washington Veterans Home, is worried.
We've already lost some good people because they didn't want to get vaccinated.
Boudreau is immunocompromised and recently got his booster shot. Still, he says he'd rather take his chances with an unvaccinated staff member who cares about the residents than a vaccinated temporary worker who may not have the same compassion. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.